Jane Austen's novels did enjoy success immediately. Not the kind of vast figures that we would associate with bestsellers, but they were reasonably successful from their first appearance, and Pride and Prejudice especially so. But her establishment in the 19th century, it is quite gradual. You find a number of very discerning readers admiring Austen, people like Tennyson and Lord Macaulay, George Lewis, all sorts of people who you might not imagine being particularly taken by what they might think of as a woman's novel, actually admiring her and starting to talk about Jane Austen as the kind of prose Shakespeare. And later in the century, after the memoir came out by her nephew, James Edward Austen Lee, Jane Austen's novels start to attract very serious critical attention from major scholars of the period. But at the same time, they're also starting to come out in attractive sets, be given as gifts and things. So by 1900, there really is a very large kind of following for Jane Austen, both a critical, serious following, and also a more popular following who really enjoys looking at books with pretty pictures of Regency dresses and that kind of thing. So there's this sort of double attraction, really, by the end of the 19th century, which continues in the 20th century, and perhaps has reached its crescendo at the beginning of the 21st century, but who can say what happens next, really?